Coming up next on 88.1 FM, a chance to get to know one of your neighbors better on Porch Talk. Like all of our programming, Porch Talk is made possible in part by Watts members, who show their appreciation of community radio by donating to WWER. For more information, go to wwer.org/membership.
Dr. Kitra Williams, back once again. Kitra, you did a Porch Talk with us a while back and decided to catch up with you and see where you are in your life now.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate being here.
My pleasure. For those who don't remember the last Porch Talk we did with you, let's talk a little bit about your history. You live in Colonial Beach, but you're a Broadway star and actress and singer. Mm-hmm. Let's backtrack and just give people a little bit of background to catch them up on who you are and why you're in Colonial Beach.
Oh, wow. I'm in Colonial Beach. Why I'm here? Because I prayed and asked God to give me a beach home. And he did. And so I was very grateful for it. But I am formerly lead singer of Oprah Winfrey's The Color Purple on Broadway with Fantasia. Also starred in Tyler Perry's Broadway musicals. I starred in Bishop T.D. Jakes' Woman Thou Art Loosed. So I do musicals. And I also am a professional singer that just loves singing classical. My background is in classical music. I studied opera for 4 years, so I sing classical. I sing jazz. I sing R&B. I sing inspirational. I love singing inspirational, especially songs like The Way We Were by Barbara Streisand and People Who Need People. Those are some of my favorites. But I'm a singer, actress, and I'm here in Colonial Beach operating the Agape Gospel Academy School of Music.
Tell us more about that. What is the Agape Musical Academy?
The Agape Gospel Academy is a performing arts school that actually cultivates the gifts and talents of youth, upcoming youth, and those that are aspiring to be in the entertainment industry. We actually do theater, film, and we focus on cartoon animation. And annually, we have, well, just before the pandemic broke loose, we did the Million Youth Peace March on Washington, where we encourage my son's peers against violence and bullying of all kind. But we mostly cultivate the gifts and talents of youth as it relates to theater and film.
So in addition to being an actress and a singer, you're a bit of an activist.
Yes.
Just a bit.
How did I squeeze that in there, huh? Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're obviously a very busy person, but you've made time for these things that are important to you to become an activist doing marches on Washington?
Absolutely. I wonder where that came from too. Dear brother, I'm like, okay. But I reflected back on my life and my dear mother, who actually just passed away, over 2 weeks. Good grief. She taught me that community service was important, that you have to love on people because there are a lot of people who need nurturing and who need healing. And I watched my mother and my father give to the community. Every year I would see truckloads and truckloads of boxes of toys and food and teddy bears. And they would partner with the Boys and Girls Clubs and the YMCAs, and they would make sure that every Christmas the children had something in their hands. So, and I reflected back, I said, oh, that's where I got that from. So I just began reaching out to children. I became the musical director for the Boys and Girls Clubs there in California, all five branches, for about 5 years. And then I left there and I went on to travel and do some musicals myself. I started the LOT Foundation, Leaders of Tomorrow, and just taught the children morals and values, how to pursue their dreams, goals, and aspirations, and how to not wait on anyone else to make their dreams come true, but to step out and prepare themselves and then just do it.
How does that feel to inspire a young person to go out and take that chance?
it feels great because our young people, they're really hurting. They're needing to be heard. And they're wanting to know that there's somebody out there that cares. I remember when I was in grade school and there was a little Jewish woman. She was the best, like my second mama. And her name was Mrs. Christensen. And Mrs. Christensen, she made sure that each one of us had love. And she would take us to her home on the weekends, and she would fix us tuna sandwiches. That's how I got to love tuna. And if it wasn't tuna, then, you know, from Miss Christensen, then, hey, like, it wasn't tuna. But she made the best tuna, and I learned to love it through her. She was a wonderful woman. She showed us love, and she showed me how to reach out and embrace others. You never know what people need. And so it's just best to just be consistent and reaching out and sharing love.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So what have you got? You've come back with a little bit of news for us. You're embarking on some new things.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Oh my gosh. You will not believe this, Jim. Let me tell you. My most recent accomplishment, which I'm really excited about, is I've been informed that I'm going to be honored as well as have the opportunity to sing my America United song at the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Oh.
And that's coming up in Houston, Texas on December the 4th.
Okay.
And I'm excited about that. They'll be honoring several dignitaries, one of which is Khalia Ali, Muhammad Ali's ex-wife. And several others, some congresswomen and congressmen are going to be there. So I'll get to sing my America United song, which I think could not be any more timelier for what's going on in the world today. But there'll be a lot of hard hitters there. And I'll be in the midst of amongst them being honored. And so I'm excited about that. Also just got the Woman of Excellence Award from an organization from out of the UK, out of London. So, and then just been nominated for the Just Do It Award. I have a movement that I call, it's on Facebook as well, called the Just Do It Bootcamp page. And on there, we just a bunch of Christians loving on one another, crazy Christians just talking about the Lord and just announcing great things that are happening in each other's world. And in there, I just encourage everyone to just do it. Do what? Do whatever's good. Do whatever's lovely, whatever's peaceful, whatever's joyful, whatever's wonderful to make someone else smile. And so it was ironic when they called me, or it wasn't by happen chance when they called me and said, we've got a lot of big wigs. Chris Tucker, amongst some of the greatest, you're going to be nominated for the Just Do It Awards. So I was like, yay! So I was excited about that.
Tell us a little bit more about your America United song.
Okay. Let me tell you, Jim, that song was given to me 3 years prior to the 9/11 attack on America. It was a prophetic song that I wrote, and I actually had a dream about that unfortunate event the night before it happened. And when I woke up, I went to take my son to school. And before doing so, I would turn on the news and have a cup of tea. Well, I did that morning, and that's when I noticed, oh my God, the World Trade Center had been hit. And then all of a sudden it hit me. You had a dream about this last night. Well, the Lord revealed to me then, that song I gave you 3 years ago, take it off the shelf. It's for now. And I called up a friend of mine, Howard McQuarrie, producer Howard McQuarrie, who was at the time Chaka Khan, the singer Chaka Khan, mm-hmm. Her brother-in-law. And I told him, I said, Howard, you won't believe this. I wrote a song 3 years ago, and it's for now. I said, you've got to hear the lyrics. And he says, what? He says, let me hear it. And I sang it to him over the phone. He says, Kitra, you got to get in the studio. So I did. And a week later, we turned out with something massive. And it was this beautiful America United song. And so we've been playing that around that anniversary, as well as just because there's so much going on in the world. And we need to be united more than any time today. I'm sure you will agree, dear. And but the song is very special. we're going to be using it as a part of our theme song for the American United Tour that we're going to be doing that will raise funds to build high-tech security systems for our children in the school systems to protect our babies.
So tell me more about that. You're raising money from this song to put in security systems at schools.
From the song and from the tour that we're going to be doing.
Okay.
The American United Tour will jump off in San Francisco in February, Black History Month, the very end of Black History Month.
Okay.
And then we're going to take off. We have Atlanta confirmed. We have Houston, Texas confirmed. We have Tampa, Florida confirmed. We have Rochester, New York, where I'm from, confirmed. We need Colonial Beach confirmed. But anyway, we'll be going and we'll just be doing a play, a musical that I wrote called Another Chance for Me. And it pretty much speaks for itself. Life and all that I've been through and all that I've...
Is it autobiographical?
Yes, it is. It is. It is kind of, sort of, it is.
Okay.
And so, and we're going to highlight some heroes and sheroes and the individual cities that we'll be touring in. Those that are hosting the tour, we're going to add a portion of their life story inside of my life story. Hmm. So it's going to be a very unique thing. We're going to have singing, dancing, modeling, acting. It's like a big conglomeration of everything.
Sounds like a variety show.
Well, it is, but I call it classically arts in motions.
Okay.
Because it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, all going on at the same time. It's very unique in its concept.
When you say out at the same time, well, you're talking about multiple things happening on the stage.
You got it, baby.
Sort of a three-ring circus.
You got it. You got it. We're going to keep you entertained.
Okay.
That's what I love to do.
Okay.
I like to keep people intrigued. Like, what's going to happen next? Look, this is who I am. If someone asks me, Kitra, hang this picture on the wall, I'm going to ask myself, what's the most unique way I can hang this picture up on the wall?
Upside down, diagonally.
Exactly. There's only so many ways you could hang that up on the wall, right?
I would.
Okay,
think.
Jim. Okay, so I'm gonna. That's what I do. That's what I do. It as unique as possible. It will be a cultural experience. Put
okay.
it that way. Yeah.
And you've got tour dates planned so far, and you keep adding more
yes.
to it. I guess you're in the early stages. If this is starting in February, you're in the stages of planning it, and I guess it could certainly grow.
Well, we have about 10 cities already, different states, and we're hoping to do about a 50 city tour.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to. We got to raise a lot of monies. We're talking about building high-tech security systems. And the wonderful thing about it is that we're going to allow the children and the school systems to actually participate. They will be the ones designing these high-tech security systems. We want to get them involved, get their creativity and input. And so we're asking schools, reach out to us, get your school involved. And whoever comes up with the best concept, you know, that's whose concept we're going to use.
I'm having visions in my head of that movie Home Alone.
Okay. What particular section there?
Well, just the security measures that the kid went to, where he had things like an iron falling from the ceiling, hitting the robbers on the head and that sort of a thing. I'm just imagining this being installed in our schools.
Oh no. Well, we're going to, look, whoever doesn't belong there, they want to come there and threaten our babies, then they're going to get threatened. They're going to back off. That's right. And we need to do all that we can from a grassroots level. We can't expect for Congress to do everything, although we do expect for them to do something, especially as it relates to these assault weapons. So, but, you know, we have to do our part. It takes a village.
How do you... I won't ask your age, but after being a star for so long.
How do I look? Wait a minute. How do I look?
How do you look wonderful? But how do you do a 50 city tour?
Hey, you just do it. Just do it. Don't waste my time if you ever decide to change your mind and you find that you can't do it. We just do it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Kitra, what else have you got going on? As if that wasn't enough. So you've got the concert coming in February. You get to sing your America United in December.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, would keep you very busy.
Yeah, and I'm working on my album. I've never in my life done a Christmas album.
Oh.
And I want to do my first Christmas album. So while I'm in Houston, kudos out to my manager, Eric Gordon Wright. He's going to be assisting me with putting that together. So we're going to be doing some great music. As a matter of fact, he is the one who helped me produce and co-write the When We All Vote song.
Which we're playing these days on WWER.
Yay. Thanks for the love. And that song has a message, you know. It's very unjudgmental. We don't cater to any specific party. We just say, go out and vote because your voice matters. And if you want to see change, then you be the change.
That's sort of a theme in your life, isn't it? That every voice matters. I'm seeing that in all the things that you do. You're saying to people, especially young people, you matter, you count, and speak up because we want to hear from you.
And you know what, Jim? So many times, I remember when I was growing up and kind of developing my career, I had this guy, never will forget, I was just coming into who I was as a community leader, and I had my first meeting, and I had about 30 or some people on there, and I was so excited, you know, the response, and I was talking about what we're going to do to encourage the youth and all that, and so I called this gentleman who was very, very active in our meetings. And so I called him up and I asked him, I said, we're going to have a special meeting and I want you to speak, you know, on the importance of everything that we're doing. And so can you be one of our keynote speakers for the next meeting? He said, sure. He got on the call and he says, you know what? I decided I don't want to be a part of this because this woman is doing nothing but building her career around the youth and the kids. And it's not about the kids. It's all about her. She's trying to promote herself. I cried.
Mm.
I said, oh my God, Lord, you know my heart. This is not who I am. And so I just said, excuse me, you're going to have to excuse yourself from this call. And we released him and denounced him. Everyone knew my heart. They knew me, thank God, my character. And they said, who was that, you know, monster? So nevertheless, it really affected me. And I walked on pins and needles, making sure that I never promoted what I was doing, that I made sure that what my cause were, It was specifically and solely for that cause, and that I would never intermingle the two, that my heart would be in it and that I would be true to it, and that I would bring integrity to whatever it was that I was doing. And then it came to a point where I started noticing, I said, hey, listen, all of this is your career. It's your ministry. It's what God gave to you. It's okay for you to talk about what you're doing because it's you doing it. It's okay for you to mention your name every now and then. And so that's what I began doing.
Sorry, trying to think where to go next. Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you wanted to help cover?
No, you pretty much covered a whole lot. I just thank you so much for this opportunity. You welcomed me with open arms when I called you. Yes, Kitra, I remember you. And I want to thank Linda for jumpstarting us. She's just a special angel in my life. I just hope we won't be strangers.
Linda Wright, who did your first Porch Talk interview.
Yes, Linda Wright did my first Porch interview. We had a wonderful little time of communion on my porch. And she's just a special angel. And she turned me on to you and others here. And she says, there's no way in the world that Colonial Beach should know about you. And
she's right.
She didn't tarry. She did not stop calling out my name. And, you know, it's one thing for you to call out your name, but it's a greater thing when someone else is calling out your name. So I'm very grateful for her call.
Well, and we love meeting the interesting people who live in Colonial Beach. We've got a wonderful arts community here. We have a lot of people who donate their time and efforts to kids and to charities and just to the community at large. And it's nice to be able to put the spotlight on those people once in a while and say thank you, or just to learn about our neighbors. And that's what our Porch Talk shows are all about. You know, I remember when I did the very first Porch Talk, I was trying to flesh out what the show would be and what it would be like. Mm-hmm. So I asked my neighbor across the street to do an interview just as a guinea pig. And I learned stuff about her that I did not know in 10 years of living across the street from her.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. See there?
Yeah.
And that's what creativity does. It brings about a unity and an awareness of things that we wouldn't ordinarily be aware of. So that's good. Congratulations. You're doing a wonderful job here. We need you. Don't go anywhere. And
Thank you. You
got my vote. Yeah.
If only I were running for something. Kitra, thank you very much. And it is a pleasure to get to speak with you in person instead of having Linda do the interview this time.
Yes.
So thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
What we'll probably do is tag your America United song at the end of the show just so people can hear what we've been talking about.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All righty.
God bless you. We're chosen to be united for this time, for this season, for the world.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.